All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to talk now about another injustice. Injustice after injustice after injustice. The Flint water crisis. Many of you may remember that. Many years back now, I don't know, 6 years ago, it was found out that the governor, Rick Snyder, and eight others made a decision to change where the water for the people who lived in Flint, Michigan, got their water from and found a cheaper alternative. And as it turned out, that cheaper alternative was full of lead, poisoned hundreds of thousands of people. Many people died. And so when you made national news, national headlines for months after they found out the poisoning of children, too numerous to even mention, whose lives have been affected from birth to now, even all of these years later, and will have impacted their lives for the rest of their lives. Well, you know, it was time now for, you know, the hearings, and those things have been completed. Listen to the responses of what people received for poisoning American citizens who didn't know any better. Because of where they lived, many of them have been impacted and affected for the rest of their lives, and especially young children, their total lives. Somebody should have had to pay a price for that. But no, in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and eight others in the Flint water contamination scandal have been dropped by the state Supreme Court. State laws merely authorize a judge to investigate, subpoena witnesses, and issue arrest warrants, but do not authorize the judge to issue indictments. The court's 6-0 opinion reads, that's the state Supreme Court of Michigan, which knew that what Rick Snyder and his cronies did caused death, caused permanent injury to children for the rest of their lives, Legionnaires' disease, and they get to walk free. Because what? State law merely authorizes a judge to investigate subpoenas, witnesses, and issue arrest warrants, but do not authorize the judge to issue indictments. Attorney General Dana Nessel took office in 2019 and assembled a new team to investigate Snyder and the slew of advisors and officials who were in charge when Flint's water supply became contaminated with lead beginning 5 years earlier. An outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in 2014 and 2015 was attributed to issues with the city's water as well. Their alleged crimes included, among others, misconduct in office, willful neglect of duty, and involuntary manslaughter. Genesee County Judge David Newbolt reviewed the evidence and issued indictments as so-called one-man grand jury Tuesday opinions argues. Newbolt considered the evidence behind closed doors and then issued indictments against defendants. The opinion states noting that unlike a grand jury made up of citizens, a one-man grand jury, that's a judge, do not require a jury oath and thus cannot initiate charges by issuing indictments. hey, American citizens, why is it that we talk about making sure other people serve time for their crimes, and we constantly talk about the crimes of the average person and what they do, and we want them locked up? How come people like Rick Snyder, a man who's at the center of all of these people's lives being impacted and affected and children for the rest of their life, you know, through no fault of their own, from trusting the government that the water is going to be clean, and you find out there were deals struck and money made, and the people who did that get to walk free in America? I get it. It's in Flint, Michigan, and that's where poor people live. So, you know, maybe if that was something that took place in a rich section of town, it wouldn't have been tolerated. But how are we supposed to reconcile that? How are we supposed to say we live in the greatest nation on earth when we see things like this happen? And why is that not front page news? Why is that not on the evening news? Why don't we demand that things like that come to the forefront? And why don't we then fight to support people? Because if they've done it in Flint, Michigan, you can rest assured they've done it other places, like in the city where I live, where they found out that the lead poisoning of children is even worse than it is in Flint, Michigan. And in rural areas of this state and of this nation, where they poison the people who trust the government, and yet they get to walk free. You know, my guest that'll be joining me after the break is an attorney and a good friend and a former alderman in the city of Milwaukee who now lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm going to have a dialogue with him about, you know, he's an attorney. He's had to go through what these laws mean and all of those things. But I wonder how he feels, you know, swearing the oath of all of those different things. And then you see that that stuff really means nothing. Really means nothing. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I just, you know, don't, it's hard to trust our government. It truly is hard to trust the government of the United States. And maybe you say, well, it's not the government, it's the people. As Tom from LA always says, the people make up the government. The government doesn't make decisions on its own. It's not, you know, human. People representing government do this. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by attorney Fred Gordon. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be back. Nobody knows, just